Good afternoon. I'd like to call this meeting to order. My name is Catherine Kostelnik, and I'm the chair. Before we jump into our business and the agenda, I would like for Christopher, one of the board members, to say some remarks about Dr. Henry.
Thanks, Catherine. I appreciate you letting me say this. Dr. Nicholas Henry served on this board for a number of years as chair. He recently passed away. I don't know if there's probably folks in the audience that know him. I was gonna jot down some notes, but honestly, he'd had some really good, really thoughtful obituary in the Savannah Morning News. He was also notably president of the Georgia Southern University for a number of years. He's well recognized in the community, so he has obituaries out there, so I don't need to go into that. But just to speak to his service here, I feel really honored to have served with him. His presence is definitely missed. As chair, he was an incredibly thoughtful person. He didn't always ask a lot of questions, but whenever he did, they were very insightful, and he was an excellent listener, which is I think the best sign of intelligence. And he wrote numerous books, and I mean, you know, his CV goes on and on. But I appreciate Catherine, the opportunity to say something, because his presence will definitely be missed on this commission. And he could have done anything. We don't get paid up here, and he's retired, and he was just the type of person that that felt like it was his civic duty to stay involved in the community, and his presence will definitely be missed. So, but thank you for letting me say something.
Sure. We're really gonna miss him. Okay. I can't hear you.
She would like to say something about him as well.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi. I appreciate everything that Chris said about Dr. Henry professionally. I would like to speak about Dr. Henry as the way I knew him, as a person and as a man. My maiden name is Henry, and so one day as a joke, when I first met him, I asked him, I said, do you think we're related? And he said, probably, most likely. And he said, probably in some foolish way, people made an issue of it. He said, but I love you and I take you as family. Mm. And I will never, ever forget that. And he has always treated me as a human being. And he's always been very kind, very extremely professional, always carried himself in a dignified way. And I feel that he elevated this commission. And I feel that he elevated the city with the way that he carried himself and the way he presented his thoughts. And as Chris stated, he didn't say much, but when he did, he listened, and it made all the sense in the world. So I will personally miss him, and I think the community will miss him as well.
Thank you, Bree. We have a new member. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Good afternoon. My name is Austin Rojas. I'm excited to serve here on the Historic Sites and Monuments Commission.
Okay, there you go. All right, first order of business is to approve the February minutes. That's the last time we met. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Actually, I have an amendment I'd like to propose to
them. Okay.
There's one reference to myself in there where it's listed as Mr. Ally, MR, period. I appreciate if that could be amended to MX for the gender neutral term. Aside from
that. Does that need a second or? Okay. Well, I second the approving the minutes with the addition.
I mean, I make a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
I'm approving, seconding, voting yes.
This is Chris. I vote aye.
Austin, I vote yes or aye.
Sam, aye.
This is Sam, aye.
Eileen, aye.
Thank you. Minutes are approved as amended. Okay, Caitlin has informed me we're going to change up the agenda slightly.
Yeah, we just wanted to let you know, because of the volume of comments we've received later in the day today, we have flipped it so that the Friends of Lafayette marker goes first and the Columbia Square proposal will be second.
Okay, so the first application we have today is a request for a freestanding historical marker located in Johnson Square. The purpose of this marker is to commemorate the Marquis de Lafayette's visit to Savannah from March 19th through the 21st, October 1825. The marker will be located in Johnson Square, which is the site of the Green Monument. During his stay in the city, Lafayette helped lay the cornerstone for both the Green and Pulaski monuments. The marker will not be placed directly in front of the marker's monument itself, but will be in the general vicinity of the monument. It is worth noting that this marker is slightly smaller than was typically allowed under the guidelines. The letters also are slightly bigger, and the color scheme is not typical, but this marker is part of a national program that's seen again throughout the country. And the markers do have a consistent design. This is an example that you do see in Milledgeville. With that said, staff finds that the marker does meet the standards. Keep this one super sweet, super short for y'all. So with that, staff recommends that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for the application to install the freestanding historical marker in Johnson Square as requested. Do y'all have any questions for me?
So the marker is going to be that blue and red?
Yes, ma'am. That's what the applicant informed me.
Any members of the board have questions or comments, Christopher?
Yeah. First of all, is the petitioner here for this one?
I believe he is online.
Is the petitioner online? Just wondering if I'm able to ask them questions. Not now, but I have a question for staff. But I'm just curious if this petitioner is here.
If he's online. Okay. Yeah,
okay. I have a question for staff. So you don't have a problem with the color scheme?
Since it's the national program, we don't.
This is kind of what we're here for, is to do these little stickler things. I don't have a problem with it, but I was wondering, so I think in the application, there's one other historical marker there. Is that correct or no?
As in, is there in the square?
Yes.
There is, I know, one related to the monument there, but not towards Lafayette.
Because I guess it gets into the question of the same question I think that's going to arise on the next petition, which is how crowded do we want these squares to be with historical stuff? I think it's awesome. I actually think this is great. I learned a lot through reading this. I didn't know that much about Lafayette, and I learned a lot. But I guess I'm not necessarily opposed to it, but I guess I just wonder if, Park and Tree or anyone had a thought on the color scheme. It just seems.
It doesn't glow.
That's all.
Yeah, we've received no comments.
That means I don't have a problem with it. I guess, okay, that's all. That's my question.
So it's going to go, this is Catherine. So it's going to go next to an existing bench.
Yeah, there's a same bench there. So it's going to be placed right there and not in front of the monument.
Any comments or questions from board members? Yeah. Go ahead.
So this is Austin speaking. I just kind of echoing what Chris had said. There's a bench there, and then they're proposing for this plaque and an additional bench.
Non-additional bench.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But a marker there.
Yeah, just be the marker. Yeah.
Just the marker. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's just why I wanted to click, because I know there was a bench somewhere else too coming up.
Kelly, I just want.
Yeah. So where I'm at with this one is, as folks who have like a whole packet here and can understand the history and the context of this being a national program and all, that's great. But I'm thinking of folks like 30 years down the line who walk up and just see a plaque that says Lafayette was here and laid a cornerstone. And especially if we're talking about
density of our signs here, is that really enough information to warrant a sign in Savannah when we're a place with so much history? Sort of where I'm at with this one, especially with it being like such a loud color scheme and so different. I'm definitely very hesitant on this one.
I actually just had a question on, Austin, by the way, sorry. Just had a question on, I know one of the things that we're supposed to consider is duplication. And considering that we have a square named after Lafayette, I believe there's also a plaque indicating his stay at the Owens Thomas house already. Are we duplicating already? Do we have already too many monuments to this one man? That's my question.
And that's kind of up to y'all. I understood it as this is a slightly different from what you see at the Owens Thomas house and the name, but yeah, that's y'all's concern.
Christopher, did you have a question for the petitioner?
The petitioner is here, yeah. Is that, are we there? Are we at that point? Is the petitioner there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. This is John Trussell. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, thank you too. And I mean, this is great. And I learned a lot about Lafayette and I do like this, but I also would echo Sam's concern, that I was at first like, well, this is not a whole lot of information here, for such a large sign and stuff. It does. And then I this is just what we're here for. I don't want to be too much of a bureaucrat here, but it is, the color scheme is different, and I understand it's part of the, it's part of a national, project, and I really like that. I really love that. And I love that Savannah is part of that because of Lafayette's, because of his history, that sort of thing. But, I have to say, I'm a little bit on the fence about, the color scheme seems, there are no other, all of the historic signs here in Savannah are pretty much all uniform. So this one would stand out fairly, a significant amount. I also have the concern that it's duplicating information without really contributing more information, because we do have the monument, we do have a plaque, and that, and then, you know, I hate to throw all that at you, but I mean, have you, had any feedback? We, I guess, haven't had any feedback at this commission, right? So it's kind of hard to kind of parse this without having any, I kind of wish somebody else was here to like Park and Tree or, someone like that. I don't know. Do you have a response to that?
I will say that, the Lafayette Trail Association has put 140 signs across the country. And of course, this is a significant, it's the national colors of France and also the national colors of the United States of America. And Lafayette was in, that square in 1825 to lay the monument for, or the marker, cornerstone for the, Nathaniel Greene Monument. So I think the placement is very appropriate. And, you know, so the sign is, 2 by 2 feet by 3 feet, it's going to be off the sidewalk. I think it would be a wonderful addition to the square. It's right next to the 250th anniversary SAR bench. So I think it's a wonderful placement, and I think it brings history to anyone who walks through that square. They'll say, who was Lafayette? And I think it's a great educational tool. And yes, you cannot put a whole lot of words on that kind of sign, but it does, you know, raise his historical significance of something that occurred in Savannah 200 years ago. And this is the 200th anniversary coming up of that visit. And we will have a big celebration in Savannah next March. And this marker will be dedicated, hopefully, if you approve it, at that time. And it will be a great media event for newspapers and TV.
Thank you. I appreciate your comments, and I don't disagree with you at all. And I don't want to throw a wrench into this at all, but let me ask you, I have one more question if I could. Are you tied to the color scheme? I mean, is that set because this is a national touring project, or would you or the organization be open to a different color scheme on that?
I'm afraid they would not be open to it because it is they've already got 140 of these, and we're actually putting at least six in the state of Georgia, and they will all be the same. So there has not been any deviation from the color scheme because it is the national colors of France and the United States. So yeah, I think they'd want to stick with that color scheme.
Okay, thank you. I understand. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other comments? Any comments from the audience? Okay.
If not, I do have two people online
okay.
who would like to speak. The first one is Julian Eicher. To unmute.
Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, hi. I want to thank John for his advocacy here for the Lafayette Trail Markers. So there was a question about the design. So I'm the president of the organization that coordinates this national marker program. The question about the design is that the design is copyrighted with Foundation. We don't have any flexibility at all on the design. The reason why we're able to install all these markers all over the country is because we have this arrangement with the Foundation. And as was pointed out by John, the marker colors honor the national colors of the U.S. and of France, and it is on purpose that they're blue, white, and red. They are like that for every single marker that we place around the country. So we're up to over 142 at this point. And yes, we don't have any way of changing that at all. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you. And we have someone else online.
Yes, Valerie Grenzer.
Yes, good evening, everyone. I'm saying good evening because I'm calling you from France. I'm the French Honorary Consul in Savannah, and I just wanted to show my support for this marker. The French were a significant part of the Revolutionary War and the Battle of Savannah, and this plaque to honor Lafayette, the hero of two worlds, really does bring him to the center of Savannah. He is very unfortunately, often not famous in Savannah, and I think this is something we need to remedy, and hopefully the bicentennial next year will bring him to giving the recognition that he deserves in Savannah. He was a major hero of both countries, and those colors, though they are bright, do reflect the national colors of both flags, and that should be something that we honor.
Okay, thank you very much. Does anyone on the board have any more comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion for.
I would comment. I guess this is the debate period. I really, I'm on the fence, and I hate to make too much of this, but I would hate to. For Savannah not to be participating in the 200th. Anniversary. He's a very worthy individual to honor. So I guess I'm curious about everybody else's thoughts on this. I wish we had more feedback from the community on this. This is one of the reasons we really appreciate community feedback, because it's hard to sort of parse this without knowing people's opinions on this.
This is Sam. Where I'm at with this is, I really wish there was more information on it. I'm all for honoring Lafayette. I think there's a lot of really great history there. I think it would benefit Savannah. But for me, a sign that says he came here and put a brick down, considering that when we look at applications, we look at how many signs are in the area, I would hate for that to be a block for some other more robust piece of it. So if the petitioner would be open to like adding more history about Lafayette and talking about who he is, but if someone were walking down the street, you know, again, like 50 years from now, are they going to know who that is? Is this going to have any real meaning for them? I think not, just based on the sign itself.
Austin.
As Austin speaking. I have a few concerns just with if the purpose is for the media splash with people gathering around it to dedicate it, we're putting in something permanently for a 15 to 30 minute event and wondering if that's a good use of that space, sort of like what Sam was mentioning about it'll eventually, we'll come into questions about overcrowding in that space even more now if we add this plaque. And then I would also want to ask if I know in the application packet, it included that there will be these museum quality, displays going around the city. So I'm wondering if that is sufficient to provide context for Lafayette and make him famous, in Savannah. And even on that point, I would push back. So in my day job, I'm a tour guide. And when I ask people if they've heard of Lafayette, it is very rare that I encounter somebody who hasn't heard of Lafayette, has not heard of Lafayette. And most often people are citing having heard of him through, the Broadway musical Hamilton. So people do know who Lafayette is. And I do feel like people will continue to learn about Lafayette through these museum installations, and I think that that's an appropriate place to learn more about Lafayette.
Anybody else on the board have comments? Okay, at this point, I'll entertain a motion from someone. Either way.
This is Sam. I will make a motion to deny.
Austin, I'll second that motion.
Any discussion?
I'll just go on the record as saying I really wish there was more information on this sign. That's kind of part of it too. It seems particularly in a city that has so many historical signs and the squares are already, we don't want to overcrowd them. This is a hard one. Ask me to vote last.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor that's been seconded, which is to deny the placement of the marker in Johnson Square. Let's call for a vote. Eileen?
No.
No, you.
No to deny.
No to deny. Sam?
Aye. Yes for denying.
Austin.
Austin, aye for denying.
I'm gonna vote nay and put it to you.
So. I'm gonna vote yes to deny. All right, thank you. The next item of business on our flipped agenda is the petition of Lucy Brannon for the Columbia Square Monument.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is Caitlin Chamberlain presenting the petition. The applicant is requesting approval for monument application part one, theme, location, and preliminary design, to install a monument commemorating the seven ladies who founded the historic preservation movement in Savannah, first with saving of the Davenport House in 1955. The proposed location is Columbia Square with the intention of commemorating these women and making sure their legacy is not forgotten. The monument will include their names and a brief description of their accomplishments. I will be leaving that part to the petitioners who are here today, but I'll talk about a little more about what we do on our end of the reviewing. So just to kind of give a overview, this is a rendering, obviously not created, so it's a rendering of what the proposed design is. The location. Specs on the preliminary design, and then more about the text. I'm just going to quickly go over. This is more of the design elements. And then it was inspired by the Liberty Ship configuration that has a bench and a stone to correspond together. That same kind of idea that the petitioners were going for with this one.
So the proposed location is Columbia Square within the northwestern quadrant directly across from the Davenport House. That area is partly paved with bricks, with the remaining portion covered with grass, surrounded by a low fence. It is the stopping point for tours, including those offered by the Davenport House. The petitioners are working with the relevant city departments regarding the placement and ensuring there are no below-ground utilities in the area. There is relevance to the proposed location because it is in direct proximity to the Davenport House and the historic Savannah Foundation's offices. Both sites hold significance to the themes. This monument is taking the form of a granite marker and a corresponding granite bench. It would be a commissioned site-specific monument. The proposed designer is the Depew Monument Company of Savannah, Georgia, and was inspired, as mentioned, by the Liberty Ships Monument on River Street. The material is granite, which performs satisfactorily in the local climate. Regarding the standard that monuments should not resemble gravestones, gravestones come in many different shapes, sizes, and materials. While it could be argued that the monument somewhat does resemble a gravestone, a similar design was approved for the Liberty Ships Monument, and the fact that two plaques, one with text, will be installed atop the granite will differentiate it easily from a gravestone that is etched directly into. For the standard that a monument should be of original design and public art, well, it's not public art, but, you know, reproduced in editions of less than 200, because the design is partially a granite marker and partially a bench, the content is what is original. There are granite markers and benches throughout the city, but this is the only one that would tell the story and commemorate the seven ladies. For monuments and public art not replicating an original monument or work of art, in this case, the proposed monument is not a sculpture, statue, or work of art. The medium which the information is conveyed is a granite marker, which itself is not original or copyrighted to one specific monument, but is the content. The Depew Monument Company has served the Savannah area since 1974. Their work does include creation of memorial stones for gravesites, but they are not limited to that. Other work can be seen at the World War II Memorial on River Street and the Sugar Explosion Memorial in Port Wentworth. The Depew website also has a photo portfolio of their work. With regard to funding, the applicant is actively fundraising for the project and is on track to have this information finalized for part two, final design and funding. The applicants are also aware of the escrow fee which the city sets. Public notice was sent to all property owners and the neighborhood association within 200 feet of the subject property. In the time since the report has been written, several public comments were received and have been uploaded to the agenda. But since much of this was today, in summary, there are three in opposition, four in support, one that supports the marker but not the bench, and lastly, a phone call from Ms. Artiswood in opposition, just to kind of show we have entered them into the public record. To show that they are here for the record. And also, we had two people who actually physically submitted. These letters are also uploaded here, but since they provided the physical, I can pass them around if anybody. There's. Yeah. All right. So. With that, the staff recommendation is recommending that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to City Council for the application of Part 1, theme, location, and preliminary design for the creation of a monument and commemorative bench dedicated to the seven ladies to be installed in Columbia Square as requested because the project meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. Thank you, and I'll be happy to take any questions.
Caitlin, what is the other historic marker in the square?
I believe it is Davenport House.
Thank you. Christopher?
First of all, And I want to thank staff for going through, because I know that, you know, it's a thankless job to go through and go through every requirement. So I just want to thank staff for that.
Sure.
I just forgot my main. Oh, my first question was, is this, am I reading this correct? You're recommending approval of the full thing, right? Not just the bench.
Right. And this is merely part one preliminary design.
Gotcha.
So, you know, should there be comment on the design?
Okay. I understand.
That's something
that's
that part two would
part.
Be final. Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. Okay. And I have, another question for the petitioner. But yes, I did just walk over there. It's the Davenport House is the historic marker.
Okay. Sam.
This is Sam. Can you explain to us the difference between like the part one and the part two and what that means?
Sure. Yeah. And so we don't see this very often, but for monuments when they're proposed, because it is a bigger type of project, there is two phases to the review process. So the part one is just kind of, it's kind of an introductory phase of it, which, you know, today the HSMC will recommend either that this moves forward to City Council to then vote on. Should that happen, in general, what happens next is that part two comes back here. And the same process would happen again where it then would go to City Council. So the part two is the final design and funding.
So today we're really here for just in general, do we want to move forward with something, even if it's not quite the specific details right now, and come back to us later.
Right, and that would be up to the board to discuss. But yeah, that's just the preliminary design and theme and the location as well being appropriate. So,
and it's two phases just because there's more than just a simple sign.
Right.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Could I add, because this is, we did have a conversation about this coming here before, since I've been on this board for a very long time now. But yeah, and this is basically, I mean, but this is what we like to hear public comment on. So if we have issues or questions about the design, that's all I want to say.
Any more questions for staff? Is the petitioner present?
Yes.
Would you like to speak? Okay. Come forward and say your name into the microphone.
Actually.
My name is Lucy Brannon, and this is my daughter, Lucy Bimoa, who is doing the honors of helping me with the slides. Ladies and gentlemen of the Historic Site and Monument Commission, staff, and community friends, thank you for providing this opportunity to propose for your consideration that a monument and bench be placed in the northwest quadrant of Columbia Square, honoring the seven ladies who changed the course of the history and direction of Savannah, preserving the beauty, character, and story of the historic district, as we are all privileged to enjoy it today. As I said, my name is Lucy Brannon, and I am the granddaughter of Lucy McIntyre, who is one of the seven ladies. I'm here today on behalf of all of their families. To take you back a little bit, in 1954, the city market was demolished to construct a parking garage. Many were distressed to lose this hub of commerce and gathering place for all aspects of the Savannah community. As there was a downturn in the economy at this time, there was much discussion as to the future direction of the city. Other cities, like our neighbor Jacksonville, were beginning to tear down older downtown buildings and attract insurance companies and other national business interests to invest in new multi-story businesses, drastically altering their downtown culture and skyline. Many of our historic buildings were suffering from neglect or had been modified to become rooming houses, accommodating multiple families in substandard living conditions. The time was at hand to make a decision on the future direction of the historic district. The following year, 1955, the Godey Funeral Home, who had purchased the Davenport House on Columbia Square, plan to demolish it for a parking lot for those attending their numerous funerals. They would also profit from the sale of the brick and other historic materials, which were in popular use in more modern homes being constructed in the southern areas of the city. Anna Hunter learned of this plan and approached her friend Lucy McIntyre for help in stopping this planned destruction. She immediately went into action, reaching out to her cousin Walter Hartridge for help obtaining the building and gathering a group of like-minded women from a variety of segments of the community to organize support for this and for future efforts to stop the destruction of irreplaceable structures throughout the historic district. They were successful in raising the needed $22,500 from individuals in the community and were able to purchase this fine example of federal architecture. At the time of purchase, the Davenport House was a boarding house for multiple families with laundry hung around the living and dining rooms. Later that summer, Historic Savannah Foundation was established and began to work with other groups on needed restoration projects and established plans and standards to stabilize the rapidly deteriorating district. Each of these ladies brought unique qualities and backgrounds to the effort. Catherine Clark had spearheaded the restoration of the Owens Thomas House. Eleanor Adler Dillard served on the boards of the League of Women Voters, Family Services of Savannah, Women's Board of Bethesda, and was an avid supporter of the local symphony orchestra. Anna Hunter was an artist and newspaper reporter and editor who pioneered living on Factors Walk. Lucy McIntyre was a multifaceted civic leader, founding numerous agencies, was a suffragette, a leader in the Democratic Party, had served as the district head of the WPA, the Works Progress Administration, during the 1930s, and was a lifelong supporter of civil rights. Dorothy Roebling, after moving to Savannah after World War II, helped manage the family farm at Modena on Skidaway Island, volunteered with the Trustees Garden Club, and worked to restore the garden at the Davenport House. Nola Roos was a businesswoman who managed the family pecan business, was active in the Democratic Party, served on a number of boards, and in the 1930s served as the secretary to the mayor of Savannah. Jane Wright was the initial curator of the Owens Thomas House and was first chair of the Savannah Tour of Homes and Gardens. Many of these women continued for the remainder of their lives tirelessly and devotedly to guide and shape the direction in which Savannah progressed. They each valued the community of Savannah, which was their home, and desired to preserve the essence of the district, filled with historic buildings and shared spaces carefully planned by the founder of Savannah, General James Oglethorpe, in 1733. Their enduring efforts over the last 69 years have saved and stabilized over 1,000 structures and sites that form the vibrant city we know today. Since their day, we have seen the advent of SCAD, which has contributed to the preservation of many structures while highlighting the arts and architecture of the city through their classes, programs, and festivals, while attracting many tourists and visitors to the city. Numerous additional tourists, numbering in the hundreds of thousands yearly, make the trip to Savannah to savor the history, the excellent food, and entertainment venues, while experiencing the warm hospitality of the residents who perpetuate the legacy and vision of these courageous pioneering women. They provide a substantial amount of income to both individual business owners, their workers, and to local governments. To shine a spotlight where none currently exists and secure their place in the history of Savannah, spreading as far as possible their incredible story, we seek to have a monument and bench erected in Columbia Square in their honor. it would be appropriately located in the square across from the Davenport House and the historic Savannah Foundation headquarters. The mass, scale, and materials of granite and bronze planned for the monument are designed to add to and complement the pleasant ambiance of a shady portion of Columbia Square, which already serves as a key spot for Davenport House tours and those of many private tour companies. The contributions of these seven ladies are a priceless gift to you, to each of us, and to those who will follow in our footsteps. So I urge you to recommend the placement of this monument and bench in Columbia Square. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your presentation.
I'm happy to answer any further questions you might have.
Does anyone on the board have questions for Ms. Brennan? Sam?
Thank you for being here today. I have a question about this bench.
Yes.
So I see that this was, that this idea was sort of based on the Liberty ship and the bench that they have there. And in the picture that I'm seeing of the Liberty bench, they have additional inscriptions on it. So it's like adding to the history.
Yes.
Does the bench proposed at this site have anything on it?
Not at this time.
Okay.
And at this point, we do not have plans for that.
Thank you.
It was put there. The idea is more as a convenience for people who might be there. If any of you are around that square, there are often tour groups that are there. Some of the people are more elderly, and being in that area, this would just give them a place to sit down and rest while they're able to still hear the tour and participate in it. So that was some of the thinking that went into the reasoning for the bench.
So is it fair to say that you are much more tied to the monument than you are to the bench?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for the petition from the board, Christopher?
Go anywhere.
Sorry.
I have a few. because this is a very worthy cause. And I mean, we've talked about this, you all are back here sooner than I would have expected, actually. So kudos for that. I would first of all just say that, you know, as we know that we need better representation in the city of the history, and women are sadly underrepresented. We're getting 7 for the price of 1 on this. So that's not bad. I really love this idea. My first question is, have you had a chance to see some of the feedback that we received? I don't know did this just come in today?
I've just received the preliminary stuff that had come previous to today.
I'm guessing you're going to hear some of it shortly.
We're glad to.
But this is one of the reasons that we're here. This is what I've been on this commission for almost 10 years now. And this is one of our prime functions is community input, because this is one of those that we don't typically get a lot of actual monuments for approval here. So this is really historic. This is something that should be thought out, and we should think this through thoroughly as possible. And I think we need as much input as possible, because this is a very historic thing and a very worthy thing. I thought this was great. Didn't have any issues with it. Still don't really have any issues with it until I read some of the comments regarding the placement and whatnot. So I took the opportunity to walk through the park right before I came over here. And it is a smaller park, and it is very symmetrically laid out the way it is right now. And my question is, I know that there was this was in the petition that you spoke with Park and Tree about this. So you all went through talking where this might be best placed in that square.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And the idea was to disrupt what was presently in the square as little as possible.
Right.
And because tour groups were already gathering in that area, it would not lend itself to other people walking on planted areas to see something or play around the area, as young people sometimes do.
Right.
And it would fit into that. And Mr. Denny is here today, and I think could answer possibly some of those.
So the one I'm not a landscape architect. So the one thing that did strike me is just walking through there. And I was like wondering if, so there are already benches, as you know, there's two benches on each sort of side. They're already there.
Yeah.
Would he have, maybe it is a question for him, but it almost makes more sense for me personally if the monument was basically, if you're looking at the monument, if it's facing the, if you're facing the Davenport House, like if the monument's facing you and maybe those two benches were taken up, if this bench goes in, I'm just spitballing here, but I'm wondering, it almost feels a little lopsided for the placement of it in a corner of the park. Does that make sense? And there's already the fountain there. So I'm just thinking out loud basically because I just.
One of the reasons we've tried to keep the mass on the smaller side, you know, we're looking at just a little over 4 feet, is, and it's a slant marker. So visually it's going to draw your eyes forward. I believe my cousin who's here is my art expert here.
Gotcha.
But that was it. Part of our thinking was to not do a ta-da, but a ta-da.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's all the thoughts I have off the top of my head. But I'm you're here. You'll hear the conversation,
yeah.
I guess. But this is very historic, and I mean, I think that this
thank
is.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. You know,
that.
It's great. I mean, the work that you all have done is great.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the petitioner from the board?
And if it's appropriate, if something else comes up, I'd be happy to come back and answer that, as would my cousin Catherine Bonner.
Thank you. We appreciate the information. Do we have anyone online? No.
No.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in support of this petition? Yes, ma'am. Come up to the mic and give us your name, please.
Hello. My name is Danielle Hodes, and I am the current director of the Davenport House Museum. And so just hearing Lucy speak about the Seven Ladies, it's very emotionally affecting, a little bit more than I thought it would be for me today. It is so much a part of our story. It's the reason why the Davenport House is here. It's the reason why I'm here. Their efforts, as Lucy alluded to, is the reason why Savannah looks the way that it does. It's the reason Savannah's here in this iteration. And I truly can't think of a better monument specifically to have in Columbia Square between the Davenport House and Historic Savannah Foundation headquarters. That is just the hub here and really representative of the work that the ladies did. And so I am definitely voicing my support for this monument and just think it is so much a special addition, even to our tours, and something that we can include and share more about the history of the ladies and preservation in general at the house is something that's very important to us. So my support is noted. Thank you.
Any other comments? State your name, please.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Ellie Isaacs. I'm the Director of Preservation and Historic Properties at the Historic Savannah Foundation. HSF would like to be on record expressing immense support for this monument as it's being proposed. The Seven Ladies who started Historic Savannah Foundation in 1955 had incredible foresight to fight to preserve Savannah's historic architectural fabric, which has directly impacted the city we all know and love and work hard to protect still today. Their accomplishments and efforts deserve this much needed recognition. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other commenters? Sue?
Thank you. I'm Sue Adler. I'm the CEO of Historic Savannah Foundation. And thank you so much, because you are absolutely correct. This is a historic moment, and we really do have to take it seriously. How incredible that a few months ago I was called by Lucy Brannon and her cousin, Catherine. And what an honor that they called me to have this conversation. And what an honor for our community at this moment that these women, the ancestors of our Seven Ladies, are stepping up to do something that hasn't been done before, that quite honestly needs to be done. We must remember these women. We must tell this story for our generation and for generations to come. So obviously I speak very wholeheartedly in support, but I also give my heartfelt thanks to Lucy and her cousin Catherine and the family. Thank you.
Yes, sir. State your name, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Austin Hill, and I'm the chairman of the Board of Trustees for Historic Savannah Foundation. First of all, I would like to say thank you so much for the thought and diligence that y'all put into this. It's really, really important because these monuments will be here for hopefully hundreds of years. I would like to echo my support for this monument. Mr. Monroe is correct. There are many, many females that played a part in Savannah, not only the preservation, but the development and the building, and their stories need to be told. So I really, really think this is an important move for Savannah. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there, sir?
Hi, David McDonald from the Downtown Neighborhood Association. We do support the idea of the marker for the Seven Sisters or Seven Ladies. We believe their preservation of the Davenport House is key, and one of the missions of the Downtown Neighborhood Association is historic preservation of the landmark district. So we support their activities in wholly. Our objection is on the design of what is being proposed currently. As you've seen in some of the letters from the residents of the Columbia Square area, we don't think it's necessary for a bench to be added, another bench to be added inside the park. As Mr. Monroe said, there's already 8 different benches in there. And the placement of the monument itself or the marker itself should be discussed as far as keeping the equilibrium of the square, because it's very equal with the big fountain in the middle, and make sure we don't lose the design of how the square currently is. So we support the monument and the marker of the Seven Ladies. It's just that as final design and placement, we'd like to discuss to see how that goes. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here that wants to make a comment?
Hello, my name is Kelly Holmes. I currently serve as the Columbia Ward Captain, and I've collected a lot of feedback from my neighbors, many of whom you've heard from via email. Our consensus is very similar to what David just expressed. We absolutely love the idea of honoring the Seven Ladies. I was a docent at the Davenport Museum, and I said in my tours, I thank them every day for what they started here in Savannah, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. We do express concerns over the bench and overcrowding a very pleasant, serene square. So thank you, and thank you for the wonderful presentation. I was moved to tears as well.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wants to speak in support or opposition that's present?
I do hear someone online now.
Okay. Come up to the microphone, please. State your name.
My name is Sandy Everett. I moved here when I was 15. I've been here 65 years. I have seen Savannah blossom. Back in the 1950s, it was tear down and replace. Then it became save and restore, thanks to these Seven Ladies who woke us up to what was happening to this beautiful city. Thank you.
Thank you. We have one person online.
Correct. Holland Judkins.
Can you hear us?
I can.
Okay, go ahead.
My name is Holland Judkins. My great aunt, Catherine Judkins Clark, was one of the Magnificent Seven. I just think that this is a great idea to honor her and these other ladies. When the Davenport House was due to be demolished, she, along with her friends, stood in the street and physically intervened. They felt so strongly this was wrong that they had the vision to see beyond the blight. As I understand it, the building was occupied by 4 families and had no indoor plumbing. It was a complete shambles. I don't know how they were able to see beyond that, but they did. And without them, Savannah would be nothing like it is today. So let's do something to honor them. I think that's a great idea.
Thank you very much for your comments. Any comments from the board? We've heard from Christopher.
I don't always want to talk first, but.
Okay.
I do. Oh, yes, absolutely.
If I may.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me all right?
Since my cousin Catherine and I are the only 2 representatives of the family, if the bench is the block to this thing, the bench may go as far as the committee proposing this. You know, to y'all, the group, I can't call it a committee, but the families, you know, please, you know, consider that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do thank you for that. Thank you all for being flexible about that. And it does seem like the consensus seems to be that no one's opposed to the actual monument itself. It's the bench. And I think it's worth talking about putting, somebody mentioned the equilibrium of it, like with the symmetry. It feels like to me when I walk through the parks, very small park, that if it was placed on the north side and those two benches could be somehow moved, I don't know if Park and Tree is amenable to that. That would make a heck of a lot of sense, because if you're looking at the monument, then you would be seeing the Davenport House behind it, because it would be, you'd basically be facing like this. That would be my suggestion. And it would preserve the symmetry of the park, and those benches could even stay. You would want to make it so it doesn't obscure the monument, but that seems like a pretty reasonable, and it doesn't feel like it crowds it out. To put it in a corner of the park just feels not quite right to me. I think this is a great idea, though. I mean, and almost like, why not do a ta-da? There's no reason to not do a ta-da. Maybe it is a really grand presentation of seeing the Davenport House behind the monument. I think that would be really cool. That's my thought.
Austin, you have any comments?
Yep. This is Austin speaking. If the group is flexible on the bench, and if that's what, you know, eventually gets decided, I can certainly live with that. I would just want it on record. So, I think benches are really great, and actually having more benches in the city would be really phenomenal. So that's coming from a place. My wife, you're going to learn about me, I guess, through the course of my service here. My wife has a disability, and making our way through downtown Savannah is incredibly challenging, and she requires a lot of places to stop and sit. So I appreciate you including a bench in there so that she could stop and sit and read that plaque and not have to worry about pulling out the wheelchair from the trunk of the car. So I appreciate the bench. And I would just, you know, say, hey, for the sake of accessibility for all of our visitors in Savannah, why not more benches?
Sam, do you have any comments?
Yeah. Like Christopher said, I think I'm with the consensus here that we all want to honor these seven ladies. Just looking at it, and shout out to the staff who took so many pictures and got us from the right angles. We appreciate whoever that was. It just seems really cramped in here, with the other sign that's already in there. So I haven't personally been through this square recently. I'm kind of leaning towards Christopher's suggestion because you've been there very recently, but, I'm here for the monument. I'm concerned about the placement. It just feels very tight in this little corner of the park. And I think that this is something important that could obviously stand on its own in a different corner.
Eileen.
Yeah, very excited about this, and thank you all for all your work on this. My question is probably, I know you're just in the placement and initial design phase, but in the bronze insert, maybe you can answer this, but or not at this time, but will it have a likeness to the seven women? Yes, okay. And I do think maybe looking to move it toward where you would be facing the Davenport is a good idea.
So let me ask a question of staff. What we would be voting on today would be part one, that either we like it or we don't like it, and then they're coming back with the final design, okay. Correct?
Right, so it's the preliminary design and the theme and the location. So comments, you could say if you lean towards approval but with these conditions to come back with part two, or you know, however you want to do it. Okay. But this would theoretically come back because part two is the next round where we will see alterations that might result from conditions.
Okay. I would just like to comment that so few women are acknowledged downtown. And I think this is a wonderful idea. I think it's the most logical place to put it, in my opinion. Bench and monument, maybe. for me, but I think it certainly is worthwhile, and we should follow through.
I'm one of the papers.
Yes, ma'am.
The benches are...
your name, please.
My name is Karen Washburn, and I live in the Columbia Ward. I am in full support of the monument. I think it's a great idea. I have a question with you wanting to take out benches to put it in another section. You know, I'm not opposed to it being, you know, in the middle section, but the benches are used a lot in our square. It's not a huge square, and Kelly can attest to that as well. But taking out two of the benches that are already there that are close to the Davenport House in order to put a monument in, as a neighbor, I would have an opposition to that. And behind those benches are azaleas and things that are to beautify the city. So if you remove those to put the monument, I think that's something Park and Tree would have to address.
Okay, Christopher.
Just to clarify, maybe I wasn't clear on that. I definitely didn't mean to say that to remove the benches. It's just if the monument went there, they would have to move somehow, or they would obscure the view of that. So I guess my suggestion was just to I'm thinking of this in my head because I was just over there. So they would just have to be moved somehow away from obscuring that view. But I was definitely I am in favor of as many benches as possible. If I could just, I don't want to belabor this too much, but Eileen actually did make a point, and I just wanted to make a point of clarification. I made the assumption that those heads on the plaque were going to be, those were just stand-ins for the actual, Right. Okay. I wanted to make sure that was, and when she brought that up, I was like, well, I was just kind of assuming that was the case, but, so the case is that those heads will be at their actual busts or whatever. Okay, great.
It will be bronze.
That's what I figured. I just wanted to make that point clear. Okay, cool. If I could suggest, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Christopher.
I was going to suggest, if I don't see Mr. Denny here, but I was wondering if maybe he. No, that's fine. I know him. I was kind of like didn't know if I didn't see him. I'm sorry. Did you want to say something, Caitlin? Before
no.
But I was going to suggest. That maybe we have a or maybe you all have a conversation, or if there is a conversation about is there a better place to place this, if that would be possible to somehow rearrange those two benches where that monument could sit in the center there on the north face of the park, and you know those benches could stay, but I mean if they it couldn't just be plopped down there because if the way it's configured, it would obscure the monument. So
right, like, that would that's what.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I think exactly. I think as long as you didn't lose the bench options or were able to still include that.
And like I want to go over there now. I'm going to go over there right after this and think like, okay, is it without even moving the azaleas, but like maybe it could be placed on the brick and maybe the benches could be moved forward or maybe they're angled. You know, or something like that. I mean, it feels like that would be a pretty easy solution. I don't know. I don't know if the petitioner is open to that or if that's something that, the rest of the board would be. Maybe I'm overthinking this.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Can you come up to the podium, please, and state your name?
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Varnado, and I used to be on Park and Tree with Gordon Denny. And one of the things that we did was add bricks so that the walking tours wouldn't walk and stand on the greenery and the landscaping. And so we would be amenable to the best place and the best thing for everybody. But I do know that one of the things that Gordon was hoping to accomplish was to keep the walkways open so that those people that were using the squares just to go wherever they were going did not get interrupted by the tours. And the tours can be quite big and expansive and then spill over onto the lawns. So since that brick space had already been established and we were just adding a little bit more space into the lawn area, so that even though it may be asymmetrical, if it fits a better pattern for how the square is utilized, then I think we should consider that too. If it's better to move it, then we understand that. But since Wright Square added brick space, Madison also added brick space, and I'm not sure about the others, but that is a consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi there, Jonathan Mellon. I'm just going to, it might be helpful. I'm a visual guy. Caitlin, maybe you can help me here. Get to you. Come right. Okay, so might be helpful if we just Google, it's a big street view, it's a big help, so we can understand what we're talking about in terms of, I'm not sure why we have that little, never wants to go. Well, anyway. So, Christopher, I believe what you were talking about was having it facing north so that when you were in the square, you could look back at the Davenport House.
I was actually thinking it would be facing south. It would be where that guy, just to the right of that guy, facing the face of it would face the fountain. So when you're looking at the monument, the Davenport House is behind it. You're looking at the monument here, and you look up, and there's the Davenport House.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Sam.
So for today, in terms of motioning, we could make a motion to say we approve with a request for additional potential locations and potential removal of bench. Would that be a?
You could do that and to still be a continuation of part one to come back or to be submitted with part two. So those are, if you wanted to go that way, those, I think those would just be the two options. You know, depending if you want to see this again before part one goes to city council, right?
Okay. I have a motion from the board.
I would like to make a motion to approve with requests for additional potential locations and potential removal of the bench without coming back for part one again.
Which bench? The bench that's part of the design.
The proposed bench, yes, with the design.
So do I have a second?
I think Melanie was going to say something.
Come on up. State your name.
Hi, Melanie Wilson, Executive Director and CEO of the Metropolitan Planning Commission. I actually used to live in the yellow building across the street from this park, which is one of the reasons I wanted to come down here. And I think from looking at this, that turning it and putting it in front of the or by the fountain that you suggested facing the Davenport House would help, and maybe having the benches either shortened or something to balance it out would work. I do not think that it is good to remove seating there because you end up having problems with people coming up with their own seating. They'll get into the grass and other things, which is always a problem. And you can have it so that if you needed to add a little brick in that area where there's a little bit of grass, you can without disrupting the whole pattern of what that park looks like. So that would be, as I said, I looked at that. I used to go to the park all the time. I looked at it a lot. That would be one of the things that I kind of envisioned from looking at that. I agree. I did think that it needed to be turned to really pay homage to the ladies that really worked diligently to save it. But I also know, too, that we got to think about seating. And not only do you have tourists there, but you have quite a few weddings there as well in the park. So that's my two cents. You can do what you want to do with it. But I do think that I know that you recommended that it not come back here for the part one. But either just again, if you want to look at it, if they do come in and get someone to turn it and do the benches, I would suggest that either you allow staff to do a review and make a recommendation, or we just come back. I don't think that you want it to go forward to city council without having some type of approval or review so that we can make sure that it meets the intentions of this board. So thank you for letting me talk. As I said, I love that park. It's one of my favorite spots, and I still go over there. And after having knee replacement surgery for both knees, I do appreciate having the bench or having some place to rest. Thank you.
We have a motion on the floor to approve with the stipulation that placement of the monument and or benches be reconsidered.
I think I would like to rescind my motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Sam withdraws his motion.
Could I make a suggestion?
Yes.
I can make a suggestion in the form of a motion if you'd like, but I think to clarify, and I don't want to belabor this, this is really important though. So, I mean, we're not in a rush for this. I just have to say, like, I really think that we should think through this, make sure it's right. This is going to be there for a very, very long time. I know you all are ready to go with it, but I think it's important that we see this again.
Yeah, I would, sorry to interrupt, but just to echo what Melanie said, it seems like you all are fine with the actual monument.
Yes.
But there are a lot of questions in my mind that are unresolved in terms of the entire site plan. So staff's recommendation would be that you continue this, have them come back after they've had further discussions with the city, park and tree and everybody, and then, you know, we can review it. To me, there are quite a few things hanging out there.
That's basically where I was going with that. Rather than making a motion, we could continue this, because instead of making a motion to approve or disapprove, I think we need more design. We need more clarification on the design, maybe to go back to Mr. Denny. I would also encourage everyone to go right over there and make a little detour so you have it all in your head, so we all know what it looks like. And that way it's like, okay, this is what's going to happen with this. So that was going to be my suggestion as well.
So to summarize, there's no motion on the floor. We would like to send this back to a design phase, which is part one, and then come back at possibly the next meeting and see where we are at that point.
So if somebody wanted to make a motion to continue it to a date certain, whether that's next month or, you know, if you wanted to give more time or just say within 60 days, 90 days, whatever y'all feel like you want to offer for that. But yeah, that would just be the motion, is to continue.
So I'll make a motion to continue this till after the petitioner has a chance to meet with Park and Tree. Would that be sufficient for you all?
60 days.
Well, I mean, that's why I wasn't going to make a motion for a specific date, because if you can't meet with them for next month, I don't want to. I mean, we could say by the next meeting. Would that be appropriate? Okay, so I'll make the motion to continue this to the next meet, to our next meeting.
Do I have a second?
Austin, I'll second that.
All in favor of the motion, state your name and your vote.
Eileen, aye.
Sam, aye.
Austin, aye.
Christopher, aye.
And I don't vote on this one. So thank you very much, everyone, for coming today.
Thank you.
And telling us about this wonderful project that I think we're all very excited about. Other business?
If you have not looked at the Civic Center design or been a part of that, I think that you need to really look at what the discussion is about. Several of components will probably come back to you as site and monuments. So please make sure that you're looking at what's being proposed, and if you've got any suggestions or ideas, just send them in to Christian or to Mr. Hightower's firm. It's collective something who's collecting feedback from everybody. But this board, it's really important for you to look at that.
Thank you. Sam.
Melanie, where can we find that?
There's a couple places. On the city's website, they have a link that will take you to, you know, the presentation and things of that nature. They're also doing one more presentation for the business community, and I will get that information and we'll email it to you if you want to just kind of go and participate and see it in person. I was there. I called Chris and made sure that he attended because I felt that was important for you all to have a say. And based on some of the discussions, I think it's really important for you to be a part of that conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments, other business? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.